This is the second time in less than a year Liana Alawadi has been to a polling station. She says she hopes it'll be her last for a while. She runs an organization called Mudawi's List. It provides support for women in Kuwait who want to get elected to roles often occupied by men. She says Kuwaiti women deserve a say in how their country is run.
I do believe that there has been a slight change in people's perception of having women in office. Perhaps the issue is not about people's beliefs on whether or not we should have women in parliament, but I think our issue is also that not enough women are running, so our options are very limited.
Kuwait's opposition's strong parliament and its government have been deadlocked for over 2 years. In April, in a bid to break the stalemate, Crown Prince Mashallah Sabah announced another dissolution of parliament and another election. It's the third time in 11 months parliament has been disbanded.
We do have this tendency where we change the makeup quite frequently. So the percentage change would be around 40 to 50% new entrants. However, without political parties or without actual majority forming, it's really hard to see any legislation change.
Kuwaiti voters say they're optimistic about democracy, but they're not sure this election will change anything. There are 793,000 registered voters in Kuwait, but in the run-up to the elections, local media was suggesting that the turnout could be a lot lower than in previous years. In September's elections, there were 307 candidates for parliamentary seats. In these elections, there are 207. Some are suggesting that that's an indication that Kuwaitis and their potential politicians are losing faith in the political system. Voters like Liana say they're hoping Kuwait's political logjam will finally break. But some admit it's getting harder to stay optimistic. Rob Matheson, Al Jazeera, Kuwait City.